Mameha, he said, what happened to that scroll you used to have in the alcove? It was an ink painting of something or other, much better than the thing you have there now. The scroll there now, Baron, is a poem in Matsudaira Koichi's own hand. It has hung in that alcove nearly 4 years.
4 years? Wasn't the ink painting there when I came last month?
It wasn't, but in any case, the Baron hasn't honored me with a visit in nearly 3 months.
No wonder I'm feeling so exhausted. I'm always saying I ought to spend more time in Kyoto, but, well, one thing leads to another. Let's have a look at that scroll I'm talking about. I can't believe it's been 4 years since I've seen it.
Mameha summoned her maid and asked her to bring the scroll from the closet. I was given the job of unrolling it. My hands were trembling so much that it slipped from my grasp when I held it up for the Baron to have a look.
Careful, girl, he said.
I was so embarrassed that even after I'd bowed and apologized, I couldn't help glancing at the Baron again and again to see if he seemed angry with me. While I held the scroll up, he seemed to look at me more than at it, but it wasn't a reproachful stare. After a while, I realized it was curiosity, which only made me feel more self-conscious.
This scroll is much more attractive than the one you have in the alcove now, Mameha, he said.
But he still seemed to be looking at me, and made no effort to look away when I glanced at him.
Calligraphy is so old-fashioned anyway, he went on. You ought to take that thing in the alcove down and put up this landscape painting again.
Mameha had no choice but to do as the Baron suggested. She even managed to look as if she thought it was a fine idea. When the maid and I had finished hanging the painting and rolling up the other scroll, Mameha called me over to pour tea for the Baron. To look at us from above, we formed a little triangle, Mameha, the Baron, and me. But of course, Mameha and the Baron did all the talking. As for me, I did nothing more useful than to kneel there, feeling as much out of my element as a pigeon in a nest of falcons. To think I'd ever imagined myself worthy of entertaining the sorts of men Mameha entertained, not only grand aristocrats like the Baron, but the chairman as well, even the theater director from several nights earlier. He'd hardly so much as glanced at me. I won't say I'd felt worthy of the Baron's company earlier, but now I couldn't help realizing once again that I was nothing more than an ignorant girl from a fishing village.